Chapter 157. An important conference takes place between Mr. Pickwick and Samuel Weller, at which his parent assists an old gentleman in a snuff-colored suit arrives unexpectedly. Mr. Pickwick was sitting alone, musing over many things, and thinking among other considerations, how he could best provide for the young couple whose present unsettled condition was matter of constant regret and anxiety to him, when Mary stepped lightly into the room, and, advancing to the table, said, rather hastily, "Oh, if you please, sir, Samuel is downstairs, and he says, may his father see you?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, surely, apostrophe, replied Mr. Pickwick. "Thank you, sir, apostrophe," said Mary, tripping towards the door again. "Sam has not been here long, has he?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, inquired Mr. Pickwick. "Oh, no, sir, apostrophe," replied Mary eagerly. "He has only just come home. He is not going to ask you for any more leave, sir, he says." Apostrophe, Mary might have been conscious that she had communicated this last intelligence with more warmth than seemed actually necessary, or she might have observed the good-humored smile with which Mr. Pickwick regarded her when she had finished speaking. She certainly held down her head and examined the corner of a very smart little apron with more closeness than there appeared any absolute occasion for. "Tell them they can come up at once, by all means," apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick. Mary, apparently much relieved, hurried away with her message. Mr. Pickwick took two or three turns up and down the room, and, rubbing his chin with his left hand as he did so, appeared lost in thought. "Well, well," apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick, at length in a kind, but somewhat melancholy tone, "it is the best way in which I could reward him for his attachment and fidelity. Let it be so, in heaven's name. It is the fate of a lonely old man that those about him should form new and different attachments and leave him. I have no right to expect that it should be otherwise with me. No, no," apostrophe added Mr. Pickwick more cheerfully, "it would be selfish and ungrateful. I ought to be happy to have an opportunity of providing for him so well. I am. Of course I am." Apostrophe, Mr. Pickwick had been so absorbed in these reflections that a knock at the door was three or four times repeated before he heard it. Hastily seating himself and calling up his accustomed pleasant looks, he gave the required permission, and Sam Weller entered, followed by his father. "Glad to see you back again, Sam," apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick. "How do you do, Mr. Weller?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, worry hearty, "thank ye, sir," apostrophe replied the widower. "Hope I see you well, sir." Apostrophe, "quite, I thank you," apostrophe replied Mr. Pickwick. "I wanted to have a little bit o' conversation with you, sir," apostrophe said Mr. Weller, "if you could spare me 5 minutes or so, sir." Apostrophe, "certainly," apostrophe replied Mr. Pickwick. "Sam, give your father a chair." Apostrophe, "thank ye, Samuel, I've got a chair here," apostrophe said Mr. Weller, bringing one forward as he spoke. "Uncommon fine day it's been, sir," apostrophe added the old gentleman, laying his hat on the floor as he sat himself down. "Remarkably so, indeed," apostrophe replied Mr. Pickwick. "Very seasonable." Apostrophe, "seasonablest feather I ever see, sir," apostrophe rejoined Mr. Weller. Here, the old gentleman was seized with a violent fit of coughing, which, being terminated, he nodded his head and winked, and made several supplicatory and threatening gestures to his son, all of which Sam Weller steadily abstained from seeing. Mr. Pickwick, perceiving that there was some embarrassment on the old gentleman's part, affected to be engaged in cutting the leaves of a book that lay beside him, and waited patiently until Mr. Weller should arrive at the object of his visit. "I never see sich a aggrightin boy as you are, Samuel," apostrophe said Mr. Weller, looking indignantly at his son. "Never in all my born days." Apostrophe, "what is he doing, Mr. Weller?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, inquired Mr. Pickwick. He won't begin, sir, apostrophe rejoined Mr. Weller. He knows I ain't equal to expressing myself when there's anything particular to be done, and yet he'll stand and see me a-settin' here taking up your wailable time, and making a reglar spectacle o' myself, rather than help me out with a syllable. It ain't filial conduct, Samivel, apostrophe said Mr. Weller, wiping his forehead. Worry far from it. Apostrophe, you said you'd speak, apostrophe replied Sam. How should I know you was done up at the worry beginning? Apostrophe, apostrophe, you might have seen I weren't able to start, apostrophe rejoined his father. I'm on the wrong side of the road, and backing into the palins, and all manner of unpleasantness, and yet you won't put out a hand to help me. I'm ashamed on you, Samivel. Apostrophe, the fact is, sir, apostrophe said Sam, with a slight bow, the governor's been a drawing his money. Apostrophe, worry good, Samivel, worry good, apostrophe said Mr. Weller, nodding his head with a satisfied air, I didn't mean to speak harsh to you, Sammy. Worry good. That's the way to begin. Come to the pint at once. Worry good indeed, Samivel. Apostrophe, Mr. Weller nodded his head an extraordinary number of times, in the excess of his gratification, and waited in a listening attitude for Sam to resume his statement. You may sit down, Sam, apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick, apprehending that the interview was likely to prove rather longer than he had expected. Sam bowed again and sat down. His father looking round, he continued, the governor, sir, has drawn out £530. Apostrophe, reduced counsels, apostrophe interposed Mr. Weller, senior, in an undertone. It don't much matter whether it's reduced counsels, or what not, apostrophe said Sam. £530 is the sum, ain't it? Apostrophe, apostrophe, all right, Samivel, apostrophe replied Mr. Weller. To which sum, he has added for the house and business apostrophe, lease, goodwill, stock, and fixtures, apostrophe interposed Mr. Weller. As much as makes it, apostrophe continued Sam, altogether, £1180. Apostrophe, indeed. Apostrophe, apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick. I am delighted to hear it. I congratulate you, Mr. Weller, on having done so well. Apostrophe, wait a minute, sir, apostrophe said Mr. Weller, raising his hand in a deprecatory manner. Get on, Samivel. Apostrophe, this here money, apostrophe said Sam, with a little hesitation. He's anxious to put some vears, fear he knows it'll be safe. And I'm worry anxious to, for if he keeps it, he'll go a-lendin' it to somebody, or investin' property in horses, or droppin' his pocketbook down an airy, or makin' a Egyptian mummy of hisself in some way or another. Apostrophe, worry good, Samivel, apostrophe observed Mr. Weller, in as complacent a manner, as if Sam had been passing the highest eulogiums on his prudence and foresight. Worry good. Apostrophe, for which reasons, apostrophe continued Sam, plucking nervously at the brim of his hat for which reasons, he's drawn it out today, and come here with me to say, leastways to offer, or in other words apostrophe, to say this here, apostrophe said the elder Mr. Weller impatiently, that it ain't no use to me. I may go into work a coach reglar, and ain't got naviers to keep it in, unless I vows to pay the guard for taking care on it, or to put it in one o' the coach pockets, which ud be a temptation to the insides. If you will take care on it for me, sir, I shall be worry much obliged to you. Perhaps, apostrophe said Mr. Weller, walking up to Mr. Pickwick and whispering in his ear, perhaps it'll go a little way towards the expenses o' that ear conviction. All I say is, just you keep it till I ask you for it again. Apostrophe with these words, Mr. Weller placed the pocketbook in Mr. Pickwick's hands, caught up his hat, and ran out of the room with a celerity scarcely to be expected from so corpulent a subject. Stop him, Sam! Apostrophe, apostrophe exclaimed Mr. Pickwick earnestly. Overtake him, bring him back instantly. Mr. Weller here come back. apostrophe, Sam saw that his master's injunctions were not to be disobeyed, and, catching his father by the arm as he was descending the stairs, dragged him back by main force. My good friend, apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick, taking the old man by the hand, your honest confidence overpowers me. Apostrophe, I don't see no occasion for nothing o' the kind, sir, apostrophe replied Mr. Weller obstinately. I assure you, my good friend, I have more money than I can ever need, far more than a man at my age can ever live to spend, apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick. No man knows how much he can spend till he tries, apostrophe observed Mr. Weller. Perhaps not, apostrophe replied Mr. Pickwick, but as I have no intention of trying any such experiments, I am not likely to come to want. I must beg you to take this back, Mr. Weller. Apostrophe worry well, apostrophe said Mr. Weller, with a discontented look. Mark my words, Sammy, I'll do something desperate with this here property, something desperate. Apostrophe, apostrophe, you'd better not, apostrophe replied Sam. Mr. Weller reflected for a short time, and then, buttoning up his coat with great determination, said, I'll keep a pike. Apostrophe, what? Apostrophe, apostrophe, exclaimed Sam. A pike. Apostrophe, apostrophe, rejoined Mr. Weller, through his set teeth. I'll keep a pike. Say goodbye to your father, Samivel. I do it the remainder of my days to a pike. Apostrophe, this threat was such an awful one, and Mr. Weller, besides appearing fully resolved to carry it into execution, seemed so deeply mortified by Mr. Pickwick's refusal, that that gentleman, after a short reflection, said, well, well, Mr. Weller, I will keep your money. I can do more good with it, perhaps, than you can. Apostrophe, just the worry thing. To be sure, apostrophe said Mr. Weller, brightening up. Oh, course you can, sir. Apostrophe, say no more about it, apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick, locking the pocketbook in his desk. I am heartily obliged to you, my good friend. Now sit down again. I want to ask your advice. Apostrophe, the internal laughter occasioned by the triumphant success of his visit, which had convulsed not only Mr. Weller's face, but his arms, legs, and body also, during the locking up of the pocketbook, suddenly gave place to the most dignified gravity as he heard these words. Wait outside a few minutes, Sam, will you? Apostrophe, apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick. Sam immediately withdrew. Mr. Weller looked uncommonly wise, and very much amazed, when Mr. Pickwick opened the discourse, by saying, you are not an advocate for matrimony, I think, Mr. Weller? Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mr. Weller shook his head. He was wholly unable to speak. Vague thoughts of some wicked widow, having been successful in her designs on Mr. Pickwick, choked his utterance. Did you happen to see a young girl downstairs, when you came in just now with your son? Apostrophe, apostrophe, inquired Mr. Pickwick. Yes. I see a young gal, apostrophe replied Mr. Weller shortly. What did you think of her now? Candidly, Mr. Weller, what did you think of her? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I thought she was worry plump and well made, apostrophe said Mr. Weller, with a critical air. So she is, apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick, so she is. What did you think of her manners, from what you saw of her? Apostrophe, apostrophe, worry pleasant, apostrophe rejoined Mr. Weller. Worry pleasant and conformable. Apostrophe, the precise meaning which Mr. Weller attached to this last mentioned adjective, did not appear, but, as it was evident from the tone in which he used it, that it was a favorable expression, Mr. Pickwick was as well satisfied, as if he had been thoroughly enlightened on the subject. I take a great interest in her, Mr. Weller, apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick. Mr. Weller coughed. I mean an interest in her doing well, apostrophe resumed Mr. Pickwick, a desire that she may be comfortable and prosperous. You understand? Apostrophe, worry clearly, apostrophe replied Mr. Weller, who understood nothing yet. That young person, apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick, is attached to your son. Apostrophe, to Samuel Weller. Apostrophe, apostrophe exclaimed the parent. Yes, apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick. It's natural, apostrophe said Mr. Weller, after some consideration, natural, but rather alarming. Sammy must be careful. Apostrophe, how do you mean? Apostrophe, apostrophe inquired Mr. Pickwick. Worry careful that he don't say nothing to her, apostrophe responded Mr. Weller. Worry careful that he ain't led away, in a innocent moment, to say anything as may lead to a conviction for breach. You're never safe with them, Mr. Pickwick. When they once has designs on you, there's no knowing where to have them, and while you're a considering of it, they have you. I was married first, that way myself, sir, and Sammy was the consequence of the maneuver. Apostrophe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.